Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Cattle futures today finished lower here. We were lower in live cattle and feeder cattle. May's down a buck 02 at 145.95. August down $1.27 at 142.15. After yesterday's limit down move, the market was over $3 lower at one point today. But the low in August was 139.77. The low for that contract is 130.18, which was set back on April 29. So we got within about $1.60 or 70 of that but this morning, and then bounced back to close about 250 off the lows. So somewhat of a good close, even though we were down $1.27. Live cattle down 35 in June at 117.80. August down $1.35 at 113.10. So just like the feeder cattle, that market was under quite a bit of pressure here today. And box beef at midday choice was down 21 cents, 224.11. Select up $1.68 at 208.83. So that choice select spread's coming in a little bit. Live cattle cash market 126 bid in Texas. It's 130 ask. Last week it was 129 to 131. Trade. So that's where we are starting out. And then for the rest of the week, we'll finish trading the on cold storage report from yesterday and the on feed from Friday.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets were kind of erratic today. We had corn trading mostly higher, as much as 5 cents higher for the most part all morning, but then closed down 1 to 2 cents on the corn futures. Beans also had a rally midday. We're about 15 cents off the high in the Julys to close down 4. Novembers were down 8 at 10.28 and a quarter, about 13 off their highs. And then the wheats were higher here. Chicago July up 2 3/4 to 4.64 3/4. And then Kansas City July up a quarter at 4.47 1/4. So they were the one bright spot. Yesterday's crop progress showed corn planting 86% complete, 85% average. Bean planting's 56%, normally 52%. And then the corn crop 69% good to excellent, normally 74%, but that's still pretty good. Winter wheat remains high at 62% good to excellent. Cotton planting's 46%, a little bit behind normal, normally 54%. Some of the rain we've gotten has slowed that down. And then the big talk has been how many acres will switch back to soybeans from corn, seeing how we have 14% left to plant. It could possibly be 1 to 3 million acres, especially in the eastern corn belt where rains continue to slow that planting progress down significantly. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.